Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning and Merry Christmas. I'm Larry Mueller. We're always happy. I am extremely happy every Christmas Eve because Santa Claus comes to visit us. So all you girls and boys can talk to him by calling in. Our number is 1-800-642-1234. Mrs. Claus came as well, and you should have seen them this when they came in on the sleigh. Rudolph swung around me on almost a crack the whip of the sled and just missed the Wisconsin Public Radio satellite dish by a couple of feet, as far as I can tell. But they were I think they're fine. They've just climbed down from the side of the building. And they're coming through the door right now. I think they're here. Santa Claus and Mrs. Oh, here they come.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everyone. Goodness. Oh, it's so good to be here again, Larry. And I apologize for the dear nose print on the window there. I think Mrs. Claus has some Windex. Maybe we can. They're like dogs, you know.
I'm glad you didn't take out our satellite dish because we might not have been able to. You came close.
The sled
slid a little.
Yeah, we haven't been flying too much yet. You know, we're just sort of warming up and the reindeer are getting the hang of it. It's not quite there yet.
And Mrs. Claus, you brought some cookies?
Yes.
A tin of cookies?
Good morning, Larry. Wonderful to see you again.
Well, it's great to see you. And what did you bring?
My specialty is chocolate chip.
Ooh.
Well, and of course, Santa loves everything.
Ho, ho, ho. How do you think I got the round belly, Larry?
Well, I bet you have been having a lot of fun. Have you been doing anything fun and interesting at the North Pole?
Oh, we sure have. Well, this is the craziest thing that happened, Larry. You know, I think I told you this, but you know Blitzen is a huge fan of the band ZZ Top. Just loves them. Can't get enough of them. And we told him this year we were going to try to get the band up to the North Pole and do a little private concert. Well, Rudolph's always so helpful. He tries to get on the computer and see if he can email them. But you know, with the hooves, it's a little hard to operate the keyboard. Something must have gone wrong because we get them up there and they looked right. They had the beards and everything, but they didn't know how to play the instruments at all. All they wanted to do is sell us these weird little duck whistles.
Darling.
Yeah?
That wasn't ZZ Top.
Who?
There's this TV show.
A TV show?
And,
Because you can't play music on those things, Larry. They're just really, they're goofy little duck whistle. And I wanted to hear them do, you know, my favorite song. Everybody's crazy about the red suit, man. Yeah.
Honey?
What?
That's a Sharp-Dressed Man.
Oh. Well, I knew it was something like that. Anyway, Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas to you both. It's so great to see you.
Oh, darling.
And you haven't aged a bit.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. And I think I may have lost weight. Do you think so, honey? Or not?
Yes.
Or not.
Well, you know what? We have every one of our lines already filled. With youngsters who want to talk with you. And we're going to Sun Prairie first. And Maya is with us, I think, first. Maya,
are you there?
Hello, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Have you been pretty good this year? I've got the list and I should check, but I'll just ask you, were you good this year?
Yes.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, what's on your Christmas list?
I want a password journal.
Oh.
Ooh, a writer, Santa.
Yes. Whoa, that sounds cool. Oh, good. You're going to do some writing.
Yeah.
Good. Anything else for you, dear?
I would like the game Uno.
Oh, that's a fun one. The elves love that one. And they always win. I'm getting suspicious, but okay, we can try to do that.
My daughter Emily beats me every time at that game.
What is it? It's when they're smaller than you. Children, elves, I don't know what it is, but they have a way of winning.
Oh, well, thank you very much for
calling. Thank you very much. And do you have anyone else there? Do you have a sister, don't you? Don't you have a sister? Is it Stacy?
Yeah.
Well, I thought so. Well, would she like to say hello too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, thank you so much, sweetie.
Hi,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. What's on your Christmas list this year?
I like a Furby.
Okay.
Oh.
Flippy.
Okay. Anything else?
Lullaby Fairy.
Okay.
Wow. That's a nice collection.
We're writing all this down. Now, let me ask you this. Your sister, when she was on just a moment ago, she said she was good this year. Now, do you agree? Was she pretty good? Oh, terrific. Everyone agrees. I love that. And I know you were, so I won't even ask.
Merry Christmas, dear.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye, honey.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, that was so nice. Well, here we're going to Arpin, Wisconsin. Do you know any kids in Arpin?
I sure do. I know a lot of kids in Arpin. And I think that Ben lives there. I think that Abby lives there. I think that Elliot might live there. Boy, you know, my memory's not always sharp, but I think I'm right about that,
well,
Larry.
Let's go. Well, actually, there's a little boy by the name of Ben online. Ben?
Wow, how about that? Ben!
Hello, Ben.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. How's the family?
Good.
Terrific. So glad to hear it. Now, are you enjoying this cold weather? It's so cold down here that it feels just like the North Pole here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot.
That's terrific. That's terrific. Well, what's on your Christmas list this year, Ben?
Just one big thing.
Okay.
An Iron Man suit that flies, shoots, and fits me.
Oh, wow.
My goodness. Whoa, that is a tall order. Now, the elves, they may have a little trouble with that one. I don't know. Do you think they're savvy enough to do that?
I haven't seen them testing those, dear. I know they like to test out all the toys as well as I know you like to test the toys.
They do
as
test
well.
The toys, and we've almost lost a few elves that way. But wow. Well, okay. We'll have to look through this list.
Yeah. Take a look.
Okay.
I'll send an email right now.
Okay. I know if you did get it, then you would keep the world safe from bad guys, so that's a plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the roads.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, thank you, Ben. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Ho, ho, ho.
And do we have Elliot or Abby?
It's Elliot.
It's Elliot. Well, Merry Christmas,
Merry
Elliot.
Merry Christmas, dear.
Merry Christmas.
What's happening?
Nothing much.
Okay. Have you been out in the snow a little bit?
Lots.
Oh, terrific. Now, what's your favorite thing to do? Are you a sledder? Are you a snowshoer? What do you like to do?
I like to dig forts.
Ooh, oh, those are fun. I like to make forts, too.
That would be fun. Oh, good deal. And that keeps you safe from all the invaders, too.
Yeah.
Good
Although,
deal.
Are you going to be able to hide from Ben when he gets his suit?
Well, there is that. If Ben gets the Iron Man suit, you may have to build a bigger fort. That's all I'm saying. What would you like, Elliot?
I'd like a Lego Star Wars AT-TE.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We have lots of those in the workshop.
That's nice that he even spells it for us. Oh, and what else, Elliot?
There's nothing else. Our mom only allows us to have one present each year.
Okay. All right. Well, that is a good one. Thank you so much.
That's a very good one.
Yeah.
And is Abby there?
Yep.
Okay, well, let's say hello to Abby.
Hello.
Hello, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Abby.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Are you enjoying this cold weather? Do you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. She should move to the North Pole with
us.
Yeah.
Now, when Elliot builds his snow forts, does he let you play in there too?
Sometimes.
Well, you know how brothers are, so that's probably as good as it gets. And what would you like for Christmas this year?
I would like a Kaya American Gold Owl.
Oh, okay.
Those are beautiful.
They are.
Santa.
Yeah.
I like them too.
That's terrific. Anything else, sweetie?
Nope.
Okay. That's right. We got the one gift. I keep forgetting that. All right. Well, that's terrific.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Three kids, three gifts. We're good. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Merry Christmas
Merry
to all.
Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right. Well, here is Biagio from Monona up next.
Hi.
Hi. And how are you?
Good.
Wow, it's so good to talk to you. And it's Biagio, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. I don't want to say your name wrong, and then I might get you mad at me right off the bat. We don't want that to happen, do we?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no. What would you like for Christmas this year?
A Kindle Fire.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Santa was just talking about how he likes to read on his electronic device.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, they are really neat. They are really neat. The one thing, one of the elves found out, though, that you can't actually light it on fire. Don't try that. They saw that on there, and they just, you know, the elves, that's the way they are. And are you a big reader then, Biagio?
Sometimes.
Okay, that's terrific. Is there anything else on your Christmas list this year?
Uh-uh.
Okay, that's terrific. Thank you so much.
And do you have a sister?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Oh, yes.
But she says she's too sleepy.
Too sleepy. Okay, you know, sometimes the reindeer tell me that, too. But, well, that's fine. You tell her, her name is Giovanna, right?
Uh-huh.
And you tell her Santa says hello, okay?
Okay.
And I think I know what she wants this year.
Thank you very
Thank you
much.
Very much.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And now we're going to go to Eau Claire.
You know
any kids in Eau Claire?
I do. I know. Boy, there are several kids in Eau Claire, and most of them are very good. And we won't talk about the ones who aren't. But but I think among the good ones, I think Elle has been good, and I think Carter's been good. And, oh, there are some more as well. But who do we have on the line, Larry?
Well, we have now there's somebody who lives in a greenhouse. I'll give you a little clue.
Oh.
Can you figure out from the color of the house?
Mm-hmm. Well, now this is a tricky one because, you know, we come in at night.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a little hard to tell the color, but I believe the greenhouse is Carter.
And
Elle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ellie.
Santa, you are good this year.
Well, I have.
Wow.
I have
extra
my
coffee
moments.
This morning. We,
ho, ho, ho.
We stopped and got some coffee on the way here. Ho, ho, that really ho, ho. Helped.
And Ellie is there, I think.
And lattes for all the reindeer. Ellie, are you on the line?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Hello, dear.
Merry Christmas.
Well, what's on your Christmas list this year?
American Girl stuff.
Another one of those. It's a good thing we have extras.
Do we have a lot of those, Mrs. Claus?
There's a whole section of dolls. And
oh.
I saw them. The elves were putting some beautiful clothes on them.
Oh, good. I was too busy testing out the video games, you know.
Yes, you were, dear.
Yes.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Anything else for you, Ellie?
Moccasins.
Okay.
Oh, very nice.
That?
I have a pair of moccasins at home, and I wear them around the house in the evening, so keep my feet warm.
Very comfortable, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else, dear?
One Direction thing.
Oh, you mean like a CD or a What exactly are you looking for the in the One Direction line?
Basically anything.
No,
oh,
anything.
You're a big fan. Okay.
Well, that opens it up pretty broadly.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, then we can find something fun then in that collection.
Yeah, we should have them at the North Pole instead of ZZ Top. Just saying.
I know. I know. And next time, you know, I'm not going to let Rudolph try to tap the keys with his little hooves. It just does not work. You end up with a duck call. It's just it's not good.
And do you have a brother, Ellie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Carter, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I remember you guys from last year. Well, does Carter have anything to say to Santa? Would he like to talk to us?
Kind of shy.
Oh, okay.
Well, then, do you want to be his spokes sister then, and tell us what he'd like?
He likes trucks.
Oh, trucks are fun.
And he wants a pretend Santa house.
Oh.
Oh, we have lots of those.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Little Santa villages.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I think I tripped over one on the way to playing one of the video games. Okay. Anything else?
My other little brother wants
Thomas the Train?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, very good.
Well, thank you.
Is that everything, Ellie?
Yeah.
Okay, and were all of you pretty good this year?
Yeah.
Oh, terrific. That's good to know. All right, well, thank you so much, Ellie. It's so nice to talk to you. And you did a terrific job speaking for your whole family.
Merry Christmas, dear.
Merry Christmas, sweetie.
Christmas.
Thank you. Ho, ho, ho.
Having a lot of fun today talking with Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus and Santa Claus have come just about Santa Claus comes every year. Mrs. Claus comes when she can. She's always busy, too, but she's
it's all the cookie baking that I have to do.
And she brought some great chocolate chip cookies, which I have been sampling while we have been listening to what the little youngsters have to say. And we have more youngsters. You can join in, too. If you're a youngster and want to talk to Santa Claus, the number is 1-800-642-1234. I'm Larry Mueller. Jennifer Dargan, our on-air producer, busy gal today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. So happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here with my two guests, Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus.
Ho, ho, ho!
Wonderful to have them along. And we are, of course, talking with all the youngsters of Wisconsin.
Yes.
And even a few, I think, from Minnesota, maybe, or Iowa. You know, there's Illinois.
Oh, my gosh, all the way into those foreign lands. That's great.
Alon from Madison is online next. Alon, hi.
Hello, Alon.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Merry Christmas. How are you doing this year?
Good.
Good, good. What's on your Christmas list this year?
My brother can tell you.
Oh, okay. That's your brother's job. Okay,
what's
all right.
What's your job? Do you have a question?
Yeah.
Ari, Texas, Santa.
No, wait, but it's my turn. I want it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, sometimes youngsters want to know if they don't have a big chimney for you to get down.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know, how do you get into the house if you can't go down the chimney?
It can get a little tricky. Sometimes they live in apartments or sometimes they live in a condo. And what we do, Larry, is we just, with the help of the elves and the reindeer, we walk around and there's always a way. We always find a way to get in. Sometimes there's a chimney for the furnace flue, you know, that vents outside. And if if I can squeeze in there, you know, then that can work. Or sometimes a window, or, you know, we just always find a way. Not, never yet have I had to leave a child's presence out in the snow. and that would be very bad because it's cold out there.
I think you've even used dryer vents in the past.
Oh, my gosh, though, the lint.
It's all over your suit, and it takes me weeks to clean that.
Mrs. Claus was de-linting for days after that one. Oh.
And then you kind of have that smell from the
dryer sheets?
The dryer sheets,
yeah. And then you get back, and Mrs. Claus says, you know, why do you smell like dryer sheets? It's a long story. It's always entertaining, Larry, always entertaining.
Well, Alon, you have your brother, Ari. Ari?
Yeah. Is Ari there to talk to us?
Yeah.
Well, hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Do you have anything that you'd like to see under the tree this year?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
The Skylander Swap Force Starter Pack.
Ooh, that's fun.
I would buy one of those.
Wow. Do you mind? I think we have one of those, but if we do, Ari, is it okay if I play with it a little bit first? Okay. No?
Santa loves to play.
Oh, I sure do. It's actually...
Then we'd have an already open present under the tree.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Then I won't do it. Okay.
Play with it and then package it.
Yeah, there we go. We can do
he
it that way.
He has to test
way.
It out.
Okay. Anything else for you, Ari?
Skylander Swap Force figures.
Oh, figures sure.
Too. Sure.
Yep. That makes...
three of them. Mm-hmm. So you just have to, like, go to the... It just, like, says Skylanders and in the middle, Swap Force. There's a little line in between Swap and Force, and uh-huh. It's colored in green.
Yeah, there's different packaging, okay. Santa. That's what he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, Mrs. Claus...
Mrs. Claus knows her business.
Yeah, Mrs. Claus... I'm going to tell you something, Ari. Mrs. Claus is really kind of the brains of the outfit. So we let her handle a lot of that stuff. But okay, that's great.
And you had... Is Alon... You were going to tell us what Alon wanted, too?
He wanted the exact same thing as me.
Wow. Well, that makes it easy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, terrific.
If the figurines say Skylanders Giants or Spyro's Adventure, it won't work on the game system.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes, he's
okay.
Right.
See,
yes.
Mrs. Claus mm-hmm. knows all this stuff.
Yes.
Yep, I don't think you have to worry, guys. I think we've got this. Mm-hmm. And by we, I mean Mrs. Claus.
There we go. Thank you, Alon.
Me and... Oh, yeah, and it's...
Oh, Ari, sorry.
It's Alon.
Okay, see, you know, sometimes we goof those things up. Well, Ari and Alon, thank you so much for calling today.
Mary, you're welcome.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Dear.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Jack is up next from La Crosse.
Jack.
I remember
Jack because he has an elf on the shelf, and I think it's named Sippy. I think it's Sippy. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
Santa scores again.
That's terrific. Well, how are you? And how is Sippy?
I put Sippy on my shelf.
Oh, well, that's terrific.
And Sippy is fine.
Oh, good. And how about you? Are you fine, too?
Yeah.
That's terrific. That's great. Ho, ho, ho. Well, what would you like for Christmas this year?
Legos.
Oh, Legos are great.
Is there a certain kind of Lego, dear, that you might like?
Yeah, there's many different kinds.
Okay. We won't have to narrow it down then. Some of those Lego sets are very hard to find.
So we can surprise you then.
Yeah.
You were, Santa, you were telling me, didn't you? Mm-hmm. You were telling me before the show that you sent a video, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. We did send Jack a video. Yeah, I do remember that now. Yeah. Is that that's right, isn't it, Jack?
Yes.
That's terrific.
Well, you're welcome.
You're very welcome.
Do reindeer like raw carrots or caramel carrots?
Do they like raw carrots or caramel carrots?
Wow.
Well.
The answer, Jack, is yes.
They like it all.
They like it all. I don't think there is any way that you could serve up a carrot that they wouldn't just absolutely love it. In fact, I'm going to tell you a little secret. You know, of course, it's so cold at the North Pole. We all have our long johns, right? We all have our long underwear. Well, Mrs. Claus made me a set that has little carrot sewn onto them. They look like little carrot designs on them, and I could not get Blitzen to stop chewing on them. So we had to cut it up into rags and use it to polish the sleigh. It's just it's crazy. And, but no, any kind of carrot.
Dear, would you leave some carrots for Santa too? Because I am trying to get his diet to be less sugary and more vegetables. So you leave some for Santa too?
That
darling?
Is a great
I'd
idea.
Really appreciate
and
that.
By carrot, she means cookies.
You said underwear.
I did.
Santa.
Oh, goodness.
Well, it's that's pretty funny, isn't it? Couldn't you picture Santa Claus running around in underwear with carrots on him?
We need as many layers of clothes up there as we can get. It's even colder there than it is in Wisconsin.
I love you. Bye.
Love you too, Jack. Bye bye.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Now, if you're in Shawano, you will probably be visiting a little boy named Owen.
Oh, yes. I remember Owen. Owen should be 5 this year. See, this is hard for the reindeer because they use their hooves to count, and any number bigger than 4. They just lose it. But I've got my fingers. So I believe Owen is 5.
Do you know he has a bedroom, too?
Yes. Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I believe it's a nice blue bedroom, if I remember. Owen, are you on the line here?
I want a race car check.
Okay, right down to business. I like that. Okay, a race car track.
And
do you have race cars to race on the track?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I want the...
I think he's getting some
help. And I want Mike, the toy one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I want... That's all.
Okay. Okay. Something else may be on his mind, but then maybe not. But yeah. That's okay. That's good. Those are good choices, Owen.
Merry Christmas, Owen.
Yes, have a very Merry Christmas, and thank you for calling today, Owen.
Oh, Mom and Dad had the radio on in the background, so there was a little delay.
I hear that. I hear that.
I can understand why they'd want that, though.
Right.
But sometimes you get a little delay, and it's hard for the youngsters to be able to talk when they're hearing that delay.
Oh, yeah.
Santa doesn't really understand technology, so.
Well, not a whole lot, but on some of the computer toys, though, I found the red button turns it on. I got that part. Yeah.
Well, here's Riley from Oshkosh.
Riley from Oshkosh. I was hoping you would call today. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good. Are you enjoying this cold weather?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Are you able to play outside, or is it too cold?
I'm able to play outside.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, that's good. Well, what's on your Christmas list for this year?
Well, I only want two things.
Okay.
I want an iPad.
Oh.
And a Lego set.
Oh, those are good.
I don't care what kind of Lego set.
Okay.
Okay, they're all pretty fun, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's terrific. Well, what's your favorite thing to listen to? What's the first thing you would want to put on your iPod if you get one?
Minecraft.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, that's a good one. We like that one at the North Pole.
Oh,
well,
Santa
terrific.
Likes that game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have a sister, do you not? But she's too young, really, to talk on the phone, I'll bet.
Yeah, she's one.
Oh. She's one. Okay. Well, now, do you have an idea of what might be something fun that she might like for Christmas?
Yeah, a teddy bear.
Oh, sure.
A baby book.
Mm-hmm.
And a movie.
Oh, okay. What kind of movies does she like?
Like little baby movies.
Sure.
Little baby movies, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that sounds fun.
We have lots of Santa movies at the North Pole.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Starring Santa.
She's probably just a little too young for the Wiggles yet, but I'll bet you next year she'll be watching the Wiggles for sure.
That sounds great. Well, terrific. Then is that have we got it all then?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's great. Terrific.
Good. Merry Christmas.
Yes, thank you so much for calling. Merry Christmas to you.
Goodbye, dear.
Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but I think we're doing okay. We've got Marcus, I think, from Hillsburg?
Schaulsburg.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Over by the
okay.
East Coast of Wisconsin.
Excellent. Well, hello and Merry Christmas.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm sweetheart.
Gordon. I want Gordon and robot jammies and a robot.
Oh, robot jammies, too.
Wow, that's...
And I want three things.
Okay, all right. All right, we got that. Robot and robot jammies. And what was the third thing?
Oh, is she there?
Yeah, thinking.
Sweetie?
Do you remember Marcus? Or maybe we lost Marcus.
Maybe,
well,
okay.
It'll come to you, Sam.
It'll come to me. Yeah, the thing we have to remember, Mrs. Claus, now, is that we have to make sure that the robot jammies fit the robot. That's
no,
what they...
Dear.
No?
No, I think the robot jammies are for the child.
Oh, they're for Mark. Yeah. Oh, see, this is why I need your help.
Yes,
I,
darling.
I'm thinking how cute the little robot's going to look in his little robot jammies. I mean, wouldn't that be adorable?
It would. I agree with you.
Yeah. What could be better than that? Okay, well, thank you.
Sweetie, why don't you grab some of your coffee?
Oh, okay. Oh, ho, ho.
Mrs. Claus always has good ideas.
She always does, I tell you. I definitely married her for her intellect, and she cannot say the same about me.
Oh, dear.
Well, let's go to Madeline. Madeline's in Oak Creek,
right? Yes, I remember Madeline. Are you there, sweetie?
Yes.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Well, thank you so much. How are things there? Are you getting a little of this cold weather there too?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you able to play outside a little bit?
A little bit.
Without freezing your toes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what would you like for Christmas this year, sweetie?
An iPod Touch.
Ooh. Those are fun.
Santa would like one of those, too.
Oh, I sure would. Yeah. Yeah, then I can put that Red Suit Man song on it. Yeah, from ZZ Top. What else for you, Madeline?
The Disney Infinity video game, the Disney Infinity.
Okay.
Oh, sure. That's a fun one.
That's
yeah.
a fun game.
That's great. Mm. Anything else for you?
Julie's car wash set from American Girl.
Okay. Oh. Another American Girl.
Okay.
The car wash set.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
I don't either. Wow.
I love the concept.
Yeah.
Thank you, Madeline.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for calling, and have a great rest of your winter. Enjoy all that snow.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right. Talking today to all the youngsters around Wisconsin, Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, and on this special Christmas Eve, Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus are visiting with us. And right outside on our roof at Wisconsin Public Radio, the sleigh with all the reindeer, including Rudolph. And they look like they're having a good time out there.
They are having a good time. You know, with all this snow, they love to just play around and wrestle in snow, and they have so much fun. And daughter, you're getting a little close to the edge. Back. Oh, boy. Larry, obviously we love the reindeer, but, boy, we can't afford any injuries this close to the line.
This is a very important day, Ryan Knight.
Our insurance agent wouldn't like it either.
No.
That would be a really big insurance claim.
That would be a big claim.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we have callers, youngsters online, and I think our next caller. By the way, the number to call, if you've been wondering, is 1-800-642-1234. The lines are pretty busy, so you just have to keep trying. Hopefully you'll get in. Let's go to Claire in Spring Green next. Hi, Claire.
Claire. Hello. Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. How are things in Spring Green? I just love that area.
Good.
Good. Terrific. And you've been pretty good this year, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yep. There she is. Page 3,977 of the good list.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, what would you like for Christmas this year?
The American Girl doll named Caroline.
Okay.
Wow.
Caroline.
Lots of those.
Mm-hmm.
And American Girl doll named Sage.
Okay, so two American Girl dolls.
Okay.
Okay. Is that it, darling?
Mm-hmm.
She's done or she's thinking?
I am.
Maybe she's asking Elliot. Do you have a little brother named Elliot?
Yeah.
Older brother.
Older brother. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what does Elliot want?
Snap circuit.
Say that again, sweetie.
Snap circuit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, that's in the electronics lab.
Yes, okay, yes. Great. Yeah, that's on the second level of the workshop. Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, that's a good list. That's a very good list.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Claire.
Merry Christmas.
All right, you take care there, and say hello to Elliot for us.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'm not sure she will.
Maybe not.
Maybe. Ava from Trempolo is online to talk with you, Santa.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hello, Ava.
Hello.
Hello. Wow, are you now? Wait a minute. I get all these numbers mixed up, but are you 7 this year?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought so. Well, have you been pretty good?
Yes.
Okay. Have you even been very good? Can we upgrade you to very good?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to absolutely take your word for it, my dear. What would you like for Christmas this year?
picture of your reindeer.
One particular kind of reindeer? We have albums and albums of pictures of reindeer.
I think they want a. She wants a picture of your reindeer.
She wants. A picture reindeer. Of all of our. Of our reindeer. Yeah, and they. They are. They like taking. What's the word I'm looking for, Mrs. Claus? Posers. They're kind of posers.
They take some selfies.
They like the selfies. Yeah. Okay. Anything else for you, Ava?
I just want to ask you one question.
Okay.
How do you get all the way around the world in one night?
Well, that is a very good question, and we get asked that a lot. Now, let me ask you this, Ava, because it's kind of hard to imagine if you haven't actually been there, but have you ever been in a sleigh driven by reindeer?
No.
Okay. Well, you know what a speed limit is right on the highway when your mom or dad are driving down the highway, there's a limit of how fast you can go?
Yes.
Reindeer don't really pay attention to that. They go very, very fast. And there have been a few times where we've had to talk ourselves out of a speeding ticket. So it's a lot of work, but we managed to do it, and we just have very fast reindeer.
Yeah. Okay, my brother has a question.
Okay, wow. This
it's a talk
is,
show.
This is...
Okay.
How does your reindeer fly?
How do they fly? How do they fly? I mean,
Christmas magic, Santa.
It is. They start running. You know, it's a little bit like an ultralight airplane taking off. They start running, and then they run a little faster, and then they run a little faster, and suddenly they're 4 inches off the ground, and then they're 4 feet off the ground, and then we're way, way up in the sky, and it's just absolutely a wonderful experience.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes, and they also go to flight school.
They do. The flight simulation school is quite extensive.
Yeah, you just told us.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
With some darling children.
Yes. They are, and very inquisitive. And I'm just really glad we didn't go into the math problem questions, because I get, if you have 12 oranges and then Susie takes 4 and you have, I can't do it.
Well, there is another Ava on the line to talk with you, Santa.
Oh, my goodness.
Ava from Mount Horeb.
It's the Ava Hour here on Larry's show. How are you?
Good, you?
I'm very good. It's Christmas, and that's just my favorite time of year.
Mine, too.
Oh, terrific. Do you do anything special for Christmas?
Yeah, we actually go to my Nana and Papa's house down the street.
Oh, good. That's fun. That's great. And how many people go? Is it a big group?
Yeah, we have a lot of people in our family.
Wow, that's terrific. Well, please tell them Santa says hi to each and every one, will you?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. And now, did you turn 9 this year? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, you are 9. Wow. That just happens so fast. Well, what's on your Christmas list this year?
I actually have a few things. They're quite expensive, but I hope you don't mind.
Well, let's see what we can do.
Let's see what we can do, yeah.
I want an iPod Touch 5th generation, but I actually hear a lot of people asking for that. But
It's popular, right?
Well, yes. You know, the elves do build a lot of those, so, you know, I think we might be in okay shape there. But, okay, what else?
I also want an electric violin. That's all I want.
Oh, my gosh. Now, do you play the violin now?
Yes, I do.
That's terrific.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So for an electric one now, that means you must be wanting to play some either rock or jazz or something?
I want to play either one.
Okay. Ah. Now, who's your favorite violin player?
I don't know a lot of violin players, but there's my friend who plays the violin, and she's really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's your favorite.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's a perfectly fine answer. Well, that's terrific. Okay, well, good for you for being so interested in music.
We have a little girl, Ava, who lives next door to us. Ava and then her brother, Noah. And Noah plays the violin, and he sometimes comes over. And Emily, my daughter, will play the piano, and he'll accompany her with the violin.
Oh, that's,
well, that's really cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
That is very cool. Well, if you hear an amplified violin, you may know you're next door to this Ava. That's terrific. Now, there's some other others in your family, right? Is Levi and is it Aaron?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, do they want to say hello as well, or are you the spokesperson for the family?
They can talk too.
Okay, very good.
Maybe they're musical as well.
It's very possible. Mm. Well, thank you, Ava. We'll see what we can do for you.
Okay. So they're actually busy right now.
Okay.
Too busy for
but
Santa.
But here is Levi.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Levi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Wow. So how do you feel about Ava maybe having an electric violin?
I think it will be noisy.
It could be. Now the elves way in the back in the basement, they have some special amplifiers for that, and they actually go to 11. They go to 11, yeah. So, but we'll try to be careful.
Maybe some earmuffs for Levi.
Maybe some earmuffs for Levi. What would you like for Christmas, Levi?
I would like a longbow.
Oh.
Wow. But, okay.
Yeah.
Have you watched The Hunger Games?
No.
I haven't read The Hunger or watched The Hunger Games yet.
Okay. Wow, longbow. All right. Mm. Anything else?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, if you get the longbow, that would be good incentive for Ava to keep the volume down on the violin, I would think. It's, otherwise, we could have problems. Okay.
Is Aaron there?
Yep.
Okay, terrific.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Aaron?
Yes.
Well, hi there. I was hoping I could talk to you today.
Merry Christmas, dear.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Do you have anything you'd like to get for Christmas this year?
I don't know.
Okay, it's a
surprises.
It's a tough question. Can we just talk, Mrs. Claus and I maybe talk to the elves and come up with some nice surprise for you this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, I like surprises.
I do too. That's
and maybe
fun.
Maybe she does too.
I bet. All right.
Merry Christmas, Aaron.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for
calling,
sweetie.
So much. Aaron and Levi and Ava, Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much for calling.
Oh, ho, ho,
ho. Abby in Middleton up next. Abby, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Abby. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thank you. How are you doing? You're in Middleton, right? So that's just right to the west of Madison, is that right?
Yeah.
We flew over it.
We did.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we fly over everything, so really it's... But what would you like for Christmas this year?
Well, I have two things.
Okay.
One is a snowboard and a beanbag chair.
Okay.
That sounds like
so
fun.
So you go and snowboard and then come inside and rest on your beanbag chair.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
and
a good combination.
I wonder if maybe she should have some headgear with that snowboard. Those can be dangerous.
That's not a bad idea, Santa. Okay, the spill you took last week.
I know. I always wear a helmet underneath the red fuzzy hat just because you never know how the reindeer are going to be steering that day. But okay, great. Anything else?
No.
Okay. That is terrific. And is there anybody else in your family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't know if they're there or not. Maybe not. But if could you tell them that Santa says hello?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Abby.
You're welcome.
It's great to talk to you.
Thank you very much. And
we
may or may not have time here. So I think we're going to, we'll Annalise and Eric, I hope that you will hold on here. And, well, let's see, maybe we'll just wait. Because we've got some other questions from John. John wondered if you ever get too full eating all the cookies that are left out for you.
I'm not sure I understand the concept of full. If that means you reach a point where you don't want any more cookies, then no, that's never happened. Never happened.
I verify that.
Well, and Mrs. Claus, you pack a lunch for Santa when he goes out? Or?
I do, but many times it comes back uneaten.
He's so busy?
Busy eating things that the children leave for him. I try to pack him some very nutritious things. You know, he doesn't want to disappoint the children by not eating the cookies. So I'm not offended at all.
We'll be back with Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus after a quick look at the news. You stay with us. Well, whether you call him Jolly Old Saint Nick or Kris Kringle Santa, hey, that jolly guy in the red suit is a big part of Christmas, and he's right here. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Thanks for spending Christmas Eve with us on the Ideas Network. Really glad to have along Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. This is my favorite show of the year, actually. They're eager to talk with youngsters all across Wisconsin who are listening in. They want to know what you're hoping to get as Christmas presents and maybe what the best present you ever got was. We could ask that question.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one to ask. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call. And, boy, it's the busiest day of the year, busiest night of the year for you.
So. Oh, my goodness, it sure is. We don't get a lot of sleep, around this time of year. Indeed. Making the toys, you know, all the elves making the toys, everybody loading the sleigh. My job is to test the toys, and sometimes that takes a long time if they're particularly fun toys.
Well, Annalise in West Bend, and I think...
Oh, Annalise has been waiting a little while there, hasn't she?
Yeah. Annalise, hi.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Annalise. Thank you so much for waiting. It's so nice Well, thank you. It's so nice to talk to you. How are you this year?
Good.
Good. Good. What's on your Christmas list this year?
A stuffed little puppy and a stuffed little kitten.
Oh,
and
sure.
Some American Girl dolls.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be a lot of American girls.
Oh, yes. Yes, there will. Oh, that sounds like fun stuff. That's very good. Is that everything for you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. And now do you have a little brother there? Is someone named Eric there?
Yep.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, does Eric want to say hi too?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, dear. Hello.
Do you have a Christmas list for us?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's great. Well, let's hear it.
On my Christmas list, I list 2 cart horses.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 T-Rex. And...
Ooh.
And 3 dinosaurs.
Oh, wow. Okay, you like the dinosaurs, huh? That's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. Okay. That sounds like a good bunch of presents. That's neat.
And four brachiosaurs.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, that sounds like fun. Okay, good deal. I think we have some of those, don't we?
We have all kinds of dinosaurs, not the real ones, of course.
Oh, good. Good. The real ones wouldn't fit in the sleigh.
A robot T-Rex.
A robot T-Rex?
Combine old with new.
Wow, yeah. That's true. Yeah, okay. That could be really fun. Now, you're not going to scare your sister with that, are you?
No.
Oh, good.
I'm just going to make it walk towards her.
Oh, I see. Okay. Is she a pretty good big sister?
Yeah,
she sounds very nice. Well, that's terrific. Well, thank you so much, Eric and Annalise.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Addie.
Ho, ho, ho.
Wow, we have Connor up next from Green Bay.
Hi, Green Connor. Bay. Green Bay. Yeah. Home of...
Hi, Connor.
Hi, Connor.
Lots of Christmas spirit.
Yeah, no kidding.
What's a cash register?
Oh, cash register. Oh.
Wow. Okay. So, really? Is it so aspiring businessman?
I'm a bank.
A bank, did you say?
Jake in the Neverland.
Oh.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. That's great. Mm-hmm. All right. That's terrific. Wow. Is that everything?
Is that everything you want?
Okay, that's terrific. Now is Grace there? Is it Grace? Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, does she want to say hello too?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Hi, Grace.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Oh, very good, very good. Now, are you the one? I know you're Grace. Are you the one who takes care of Elfie?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought so. How is Elfie these days?
Good.
Good. Well, will you tell him I say hi?
Yeah.
And Mrs. Claus says hi?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what would you like for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas?
I'm going to spend around with music.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Of course. She has great taste.
Yeah. Music is, that's always great. Okay.
One more time.
And a Barbie house.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, Santa.
Good stuff.
Love you, Santa.
Okay, well, goodbye.
Bye, sweetie.
Goodbye to Grace and Connor.
Love you guys, too.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Oh. Ho, ho, ho.
All right.
Well, isn't she sweet? Oh, my goodness.
All the youngsters are. Cameron, and we're going back to Spring Green, I believe.
Back to Spring Green.
There's so many nice children there.
There are. There really are. And I bet, I know Cameron and Addie live there, but this can't be them on the phone, could it?
Yes.
How about that? Wow.
Oh.
Is this Cameron?
Yes.
Well, Merry Christmas. Do you have some things you'd like to see for Christmas this year?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to tell me what they are?
I want a new Batman house.
Oh.
A new Batman house.
Okay. Okay. We don't want a homeless Batman. That's good. Anything else?
I want a bell.
Oh, okay.
A bell?
A bell, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. A big bell, a little bell?
Big bell.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
There's a lot of bells at the North Pole.
There sure are.
We have a whole bell room.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Okay. Well, we'll see how big a bell we can fit into the sleigh, and see how that works. Mm. And okay. Anything else?
Yes.
Yes, I had a feeling there might be.
I have 5 more days until my birthday.
Oh,
wow, that's right. I knew that. Yeah. Okay, well, do you have any plans for that, for your birthday?
No.
No, okay. Well, I bet you'll have some fun, huh?
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Very good. And is Addie there, too?
Yes.
Terrific. Can I talk to Addie?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Nice young lad.
And here's Addie.
I want American Girl stage doll.
Okay.
And I want Planet Orbeez.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I want candy.
Candy?
Candy.
Santa puts those in stockings sometimes if they're hanging.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. And some of it has been taste tested for you. For your safety, yes. Anything else, Addie?
I know I have more, but I have to think of it.
Okay. Well, let me just ask you a quick question. What's your favorite kind of candy? Are you a candy cane fan, or are you more interested in the chocolate stuff, or what do you like?
I like an ice.
Okay. Oh, those are good. Those are classic movie candy. Okay, very good. Very good. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Addie and Cameron.
My sister wants to talk too.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Oh, this is...
The more the merrier.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Bye.
Okay, well, goodbye. Okay. Thank you. All right. Short and sweet.
Thank you.
There we go.
Goodbye. You. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
And we heard about a birthday, and there's some other birthdays, I'm sure. But here's Andrea from Wamandee.
I think that's right. Yeah, I think that's right. There's a cute town called... I think it's Winona, something like that.
Yeah,
and Wamandee is very close. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. We go there every year. Hi, is this Andrea?
Yes.
Oh, well, hello there. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you. What's on your Christmas list this year?
American Girl doll. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Spirit One.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit One.
And so Grandpa's cancer can go away.
Oh.
Well, that's the best present of all. And boy, everyone in the world, adult and children, we're all hoping for that one, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Andrea.
That's a nice wish.
What a darling child.
Yeah.
Can we talk to Brandon? Is Brandon there?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Santa.
You are welcome, sweetie, and Merry Christmas to you.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah, indeed. Wow. That's nice when sometimes they want something for other people. And that's very nice. Very nice. So do we have Brandon?
Yes.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
You too, Santa.
Well, thank you. Now... I was going to guess your age, but this is kind of a trick question because you're either 9 or you're 10. Wait a minute. You're going to be 10 tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, that's, see,
on
that's
Christmas
what,
Day.
That's amazing. Wow. Wow. So what's that like, having your birthday on Christmas?
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a Christmas party tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And a birthday party.
And a birthday party. Oh, my gosh. You are going to be just a party animal, aren't you?
Definitely.
Wow. All right. Dude, if you were here, I would absolutely give you a high five right now. That is terrific. Well, what would you like for Christmas this year or for your birthday? We'll just get the whole thing.
I would like a Wii U and some games.
Ah, yes.
I like Wii. Mm-hmm. I like the Wii games.
Those are fun.
A fishing pole.
Ah, okay.
So my grandpa's cancer goes away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Okay. That would be a very nice thing. Okay.
And for everyone in the world, so they have a good Christmas.
Aww.
Well, thank you. That's
very nice, Brandon.
Yeah, that's a very nice thought. And I wish for that too. And I think with people like you in the world, Brandon, I think we might just get there.
All right.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Is Morgan there?
Yeah, she's here.
Oh, okay. Does Morgan want to say hi?
Yes.
Okay. Well, terrific. Good. I want to say hi to her, too.
Hi, Santa.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Wow, you've been pretty good this year?
What?
Have you been pretty good?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been very good?
Yes.
Have you been awesome?
Yes.
Okay, I won't push it any further. What would you like for Christmas this year, Morgan?
That Grandpa's cancer goes away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My grandparents in Holland feel good.
Okay. All the way in Holland. Okay.
And a horse DSI game.
Oh.
The worst DSI game.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Okay, that sounds like fun.
We have a lot of DSI games at the workshop.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That one I haven't played yet. I don't think you have.
No,
One
of the few I haven't gotten to yet. Well, that's a very good list, Morgan. Thank you so much for the call, and you have a wonderful Christmas, okay?
Okay, you too.
Okay, right, thank you, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Appreciate that very much.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, we have time for maybe 3 or 4 more calls, I think. Let's go to...
That's great.
Let's go to Katie in Sand Creek.
Katie, Sand Creek. I bet it's Snow Creek now, huh?
Say hi.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Katie. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you. What would you like for Christmas this year?
I like a changing station.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
Listen, I like a little a little thing to hang down.
Okay.
Baby. Oh, sure. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Very
we'll
good.
See what we can do.
Is Ella indeed there too?
Yeah, there's an Ella, right? Is there as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Is this Ella?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi there. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Well, thank you so much. What would you like this year?
Science kit.
Oh, a science Ooh. Kit. Okay, now you're not going to blow anything up, are you? Maybe. Okay. I like this. I like this, Ella. That's very good. Okay, well, just do your best, and, you know, if anything bad happens, I'm sure your parents can just rebuild that part of the house. That's fine.
Also, Santa will not be held responsible.
No. No, he won't. And anything else, Ella?
A piece of Rudolph's horn.
Rudolph is pretty fond of his antlers. I think we may have trouble getting that one for you. We'll see. Maybe if he drinks a little too much eggnog, you know, you never know. But
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, dear.
Thank you, Ella and Katie.
Bye-bye.
Oh, ho, ho.
Callie in Campbellsport. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, Callie.
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Santa. Well, thank you, sweetie. I bet you have a thing or two that you'd like for Christmas this year. Is that right?
A giant Ninja Turtle machine.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
A green towel.
Okay.
Okay.
Jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah.
Those are good choices.
Yeah, they are.
In a Bolt Disney movie.
Okay.
That's
fine. She has a list.
He said I'm an artist. Got it.
Very good. Okay.
Well,
is that everything?
Yeah.
Okay. That's quite a list. Okay. Great.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Kelly. And say hi to your brothers for me, will you?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, sweetie.
And Morgan from Madison. Hi,
Morgan. Megan.
Oh, Megan, huh?
I think it's Megan, yeah.
Good job, Santa.
Hi, Megan. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thanks, sweetie. What's on your list this year?
A rainbow room.
Okay.
Rainbow room.
Mmm.
Rainbow loom. Those are very popular,
like
Santa.
Orbeez, like any Orbeez kit.
Okay.
Orbeez kit? Okay.
Yeah, I've got that. Okay.
Polly Pockets.
Oh, yeah. Those are neat.
And candy.
Candy. Candy. Love that. Now, what kind of candy do you want? Just so if I end up eating some, I won't eat yours.
Santa.
I like Milky Ways.
Oh,
okay.
That's a good one. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, sweetie.
Merry Christmas.
Say hi to your brother for me.
Santa.
Okay,
bye,
thank
sweetie.
You. Bye.
Oh, and here we are out of time. Santa and Mrs. Claus, thank you so much.
Ho, ho, ho.
We'll see you next year.
Thank you, Larry.
Always a pleasure.
Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus, our guests today, and a special thanks as well to other people who helped out today, especially Buzz Kemper and Barbara Schlafer. I'm Larry Mueller, and Jennifer Dargan's big smile on her face, too, having the chance to talk to all the youngsters that we visited with today. And Santa will be back next year on Christmas Eve, too. You stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.